Today's show is brought to you by...
That lone hair on your pinky toe. Get rid of it, it comes back. Get rid of it again, yep, it's back. It's the hair equivalent of black mold.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Give them back the ball, then they help you kick a field goal.
They're taking you to the hospital.
Oh, guess what day it is.
Today is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's hump day.
Yeah, but it's also National
Cheeseburger Day.
Luckily,
National
Cheeseburger Day really brings out the fatties.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Is anybody hungry?
I'm hungry.
I ordered you some breakfast.
No breakfast. Cheeseburger.
Order up.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. I could go for a cheeseburger for breakfast right now. I really could, and I know the exact place that I would want a cheeseburger from. You just slap an egg on it, and it's breakfast. Yeah? Anyone? Anyone? Somebody want to go get me that? It's The Mike Show. Wednesday Hump Day Edition. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also available on the Alexa device. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa? Well, let me explain what the feature channel is. Okay, because Radio 434 is going through a few changes, alterations, as most businesses do, and we're whittling down the channels to the ones that get the most use. Okay, and also the ones that we can focus the most on. So about 3 years ago, we launched our feature channel that is on the Alexa device, and that feature channel was actually born from our modern channel. So now that modern is our feature channel, and it is modern. I mean, pretty much everything that we play is modern. We use a lot of different charts. We mainly, if you had to pigeonhole us into a format, it would be AAA, which is an adult album alternative. But we play, you know, we play brand new stuff that's on that chart. We play brand new stuff that's on the alternative chart. We play brand new stuff that's on the hot AC chart. And then we also do a lot of vintage stuff and just some really, really cool things. And quite frankly, if you heard it on the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, it will probably end up on modern, even if it's an oldie. But you know, it's we're really, really cool. We've got blues, we've got indie music, we've got music from artists that are local artists, Chris Hammack, for example, or national touring artists like Eli Lev, who came through and we hosted him at Three Roads. We're spinning Eli's tunes, Stevie Steve's. So any of our feature artists or local artists, we play in a rotation called Playing Here, and H-E-A-R. So if they played here, if they played at one of our venues or they came on the show, we feature them. Yeah, Will Overman, a bunch of artists that have played here locally. We feature them on Radio 434. And by the way, if you are in a local band and you have music that would fit our you know, adult album alternative or even blues or indie or modern country even, we will spin it. So, you know, send it to us, submit it. Right now, I'm the submission committee, but we will probably have to grow that to an actual committee so that we're not, you know, playing favorites or we're not, you know, upsetting anybody. But I digress. So I'm talking about the feature channel. You can get that on the Alexa device. Or if you go to radio434.com, just click on the player that pops up and you'll have our feature channel right there. Now, the show, the Mike Show, is live from 8 to 11 on our feature channel. It's also live on Facebook Live video simulcast. That's a whole different story that I have to tell you. Yesterday we had some technical glitches with either the internet upload speeds, because we stream everything, obviously, and our internet upload speeds to our main video server were just atrocious yesterday. We had a lot of rain, a lot of attenuation in the air, and so the signal just was just not getting to where it needed to go quick enough. And it goobered up the system. So I had to take down and delete all of the videos that we had that were streaming live to Facebook, because somehow our video stream system that's in the cloud, our video stream system was just constantly playing it and it showed that we were live all night long, all yesterday and all night long with yesterday's show segments. So my apologies if today is going to look really, really disjointed, because we've got today's show mixed in with yesterday's show, and that's going to be popping up on Facebook Live, not on our feature channel, not on radio434.com, and then not on the podcast that we will repack later. The podcast from yesterday is fine. It's absolutely positively perfect, okay? And that's available on the Alexa device. You can just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or on our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel. You'll find the link to the podcast if you can't find it anywhere else. All right. Yeah, I think I covered all the housekeeping stuff. But yeah, so today's program, the segments on Facebook Live are going to look a little disjointed, because we are going to be peppering in yesterday's show segments with today's show segments. And so my apologies. And then you know, we won't get, because I had to delete them, so we won't get the credit for the amount of views that we had, but I don't think anybody could have actually watched it anyway, because it was constantly buffering and locking up. We fixed it. It's taken care of. So we're going to roll out yesterday's show segments along with today's show segments on the Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. If you have not liked us, like us long time at the Mike Show VA. Now I'm not going to do the text to win. We've covered enough housekeeping. All right, on today's program, if you know Tom Gertie around town, Tom owns Gertie Construction. He owns a couple buildings, including the building that we're physically located in. Tom is a humanitarian. He volunteers countless hours and materials to Habitat for Humanity. He is an incredible, incredible man. We're not having Tom on the air, but we have his brother, John. Okay, so if you know Tom, we've got John. All right, and he's going to be joining us. He also is a blues musician. He's going to be in town on Friday and Saturday, talking about the importance of the arts, talking about the importance of live music, talking about all kinds of stuff. He'll be at Riverviews on Friday, and then he's going to be at Commerce Street Theater, and he's going to be doing a blues concert, and I believe his stage name is Willie Marbles. He's going to be playing a blues concert, at Commerce Street Theater on Saturday. So we've got him live via the magic of technology, and John's going to join us and talk about a program that he spearheaded up in Pennsylvania to bring the arts to the community and the importance of that. So we'll talk about that and so much more. What else? Oh, yeah. Of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got the good news as well. And I had to bring up yesterday's topics on screen. So my apologies. Because of the thing, I had to reload all the videos, so I had to put all the titles in. It was a mess. It was just a mess, but we fixed it. All right. Have you hit peak stress? I mean, more stressed out than any other point this year. Well, we've got a report, and I'll tell you what percentage of Americans have or report that they've already hit peak stress, and what the number one remedy is for this peak stress. And then, along with that, we had to do a top list. And our top list today is top people who have it way worse than you. All right? That's all on the way. This portion... Why is that still up? This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Greetings, this is your employer. It's come to my attention that this company is losing thousands of dollars due to your stress. What do you people know about stress? In my day, if we didn't haul the stone blocks to the top of the pyramid, we were dipped in frankincense and buried at the foot of Anubis. Your idea of stress is when the vending machine is out of cheesy poofs. Try wandering through the underworld without your jar of intestines and shiny trinkets. Actually, that happened to a neighbor of mine. The point is, get back to work and stop your whining. Put on a costume and exchange your Halloween gifts under the pumpkin tree, if it will make you feel better. Confound this infernal device! I preferred it when we communicated by blowing through sheep's horns.
Yeah. Hi, it's the Mike Show. So we're talking about stress. Things that stress you out or peak stress. And this is scary, by the way. When you remember, we haven't even gotten to the holidays yet. I said, we haven't even gotten to the holidays yet. Yeah. Two in five Americans say they've hit peak stress for the year. 41% are more stressed out now than any other point in 2024. The average person, according to this, feels totally overwhelmed 156 times a year, or roughly once every 2.5 days. Overwhelmed. Here are the top 10 things that we are currently stressed out about. Let's do this from the bottom up, because I really like to do it from the bottom up, and I want to do it from the bottom up. Number 10, your relationship. These are the top 10 things that currently stress us out. An unexpected life event is number 9. Work. Now, you'd think that would be a little higher on the list, right? No, but work is number 8, according to this. The news and everything happening around the world, number 7. The election, number 6 on the list. Our mental health. So we're stressed about being stressed. Family is number 4. Our physical health is number 3. The economy. And, well, so number 1 and number 2 are money. Number 2 is the economy in general. And then number 1 is just money. Okay. And that's what's stressing us out. The good news is we do have some strategies for dealing with all that stress. And the number 1 thing is turning on some music. That's the number 1 thing people do to deal with their stress. And so we can help with that, right? But we also have today's top list. With... Here, wait. Sorry. I got it. I got the story. I had yesterday's stories up because of the whole video snafu. Okay, so here we go. Take 2. So with that, we have our top list. 41% of Americans would currently describe themselves at peak stress. If you're one of them, we'd like to help you out by offering some much-needed perspective with today's list, the top people who have it way worse than you. All right, here we go. Number 1, a pet owner in Springfield, Ohio. Top people who have it way worse than you. A waitress at the Improv when Rob Schneider's booked for the week. Yeah, the waitress. Or waiter. Wait staff. Rob Schneider. Top people who have it way worse than you. A Carolina Panthers fan. Yep. Whoever opens those Cola Guard boxes. I mean, the Cola Guard boxes.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, I know, because it's...
in the buttocks. So.
Yeah, no, it's out. Top people who have it way worse than you. The Boar's Head Quality Control Specialist. top people who have it way worse than you. The person in charge of telling Trump the latest polling. And top people who have it way worse than you. P. Diddy's publicist. There we go. It's the Mike Show. Wednesday? It's Wednesday. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up, we got news. And we got not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Cheeseburger Day, or as Andy Reid knows it, Wednesday. Sean Puffy Combs was arrested on multiple charges related to running a criminal enterprise. So look for another possible name change, this time numbers on a shirt. Major League Baseball will put ads on helmets. Just what batters need. A Target logo for pitchers to aim at. And REO Speedwagon will no longer tour due to irreconcilable differences within the group. Lead singer Kevin Cronin said,
"Then I can't fight this feeling anymore."
This is not headline news.
It is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm so darned happy that you could join us on the program. Did I hit the play button? Yeah, there we go. All right. So I, at the age of 57, and we were talking with John Gertie about our childhoods, very similar, growing up, you know, where you were basically during the summer sent out the door and go play, go with your friends, and we would all day long. Those are some major, major differences between now and let's say people born after the year 2000. The world has really changed a lot. Somebody on X or Twitter or whatever the heck they call it these days, they posted the question to the internet. People before the year 2000, people born before the year 2000, what trivial skill do you have that no one uses anymore? And this thing went viral. It just blew up. Here are the best responses. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Number 15 on the list. Using the word literally correctly. Let's ding these off because I can most definitely, I think I'll ding off all of these. Being able to survive the Oregon Trail.
Yep.
Someone said, I can make bookshelves out of cinder blocks and boards. Programming a VCR. Knowing shorthand for taking dictation. I've never, surprisingly, taken dictation. being able to parallel park without a backup camera. Okay, I have to share this with you. When I first started learning to drive, my parents let me use one of their cars. But my first car that I bought was a 1967 Cadillac sedan DeVille. It was 7.5 feet wide and 22 feet long. And I could parallel park that car with precision. I mean, precision. Number 9 on the list, knowing how to load a roll of film into a camera and also knowing how to make audio and film edits by physically cutting and splicing tape. Yep. How to refold a paper map. How to get a game cartridge to work by blowing inside it. These are all skills, trivial skills, that people who were born before the year 2000 have that nobody else uses anymore. How to fix CDs that skip. How to write a complete website using only HTML. How to use a rotary phone. Someone said not just dialing a rotary phone, but dialing it aggressively. Number 3 on the list, trivial skills that people born before the year 2000 have. How to write in cursive. Somebody joked, I can drive a stick shift while also writing in cursive. Proper grammar and punctuation, of course. And the ability to rewind a cassette tape using a pencil. I can do all those things. Man, I'm old. All right, coming up. We are going to get much more smarter with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory.
That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. The longest serving Supreme Court justice was William O. Douglas, who served 36 years and 209 days. He retired in 1975. The longest serving current justice is Clarence Thomas, who's been serving for nearly 33 years. He's now the 10th longest serving justice in history out of the 116 justices who have been in office. Justices. Number two, Johnson and Johnson was founded by three Johnsons. Well, three guys named Johnson, not two like the name would imply. They were all brothers, Robert, James, and Edward Johnson. Johnson? Number three, rainbows are actually full circles. You just can't see the bottom half. Why? It's the ground. Number four, Paul McCartney wrote the song Let It Be and then sent it to Aretha Franklin. She recorded it, but held up the release for so long that the Beatles decided to just do it themselves. Aretha eventually did release her version. And then number five, a football player named Bobby Singh won a Super Bowl with the St. Louis Rams in 2000, an XFL championship with the LA Extreme in 2001, and a CFL championship in 2006 with the BC Lions. No other player has won all three, and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday hump day edition, the show that just keeps going and going and going with technical difficulties. All right, coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. And then we're going to get stupid. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition, and we have John Gurdy, Dr. John Gurdy, joining us. John, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time this morning.
Great to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. All right. So I met your brother, Tom.
You admit that?
I do. In 2011, I met Tom. And it took me, I think, from 2011 till almost this past year to actually get to the point where he did not surprise me.
Well, hey, man, it's taken me 68 years to figure that out, or 67.
With whether it's an off-the-wall comment or just some quirkiness in his office or something, it would take me by surprise for a second, and I would go, all right, this guy is a total comedian. And he would appear to be completely deadpan, but then he'd hit us with some sort of a hook, which was a lot of fun. We love Tom around town. He is a great guy. So, John, are you Tom's younger or older brother?
Younger.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom is, we have four kids in our family, and Tom is the second oldest, and I'm the next. And we have the oldest brother, too. So.
Okay. Tell us about growing up. What was your childhood like?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty typical, really. I mean, as we lived in a vast urban sprawl, northern New Jersey, outside of New York. A lot different than it is today. I mean, today, I know raising our kids, you had to keep an eye on them all the time. But basically back then you were, I was talking about this somebody the other day, in the summers, my mother would just get up in the morning. She'd give us a little breakfast and open the door and say, get out. And we'll, give you a dollar for pizza and soda later for lunch and come back by dinner. So out and about, running around, playing games, playing a lot of basketball. Basketball was my love, a lot of sports. It was wonderful. Northern New Jersey was a great place to grow up.
And I had very, very similar, and it was the same time period, very similar lifestyle. Our parents would, a little breakfast, out the door. Sometimes the screen door remained locked. Right. But there was one rule. And we had to make sure that we were back by the time the streetlights came on. Back for dinner, and then back by the time the streetlights came on after we left again. It's a different time, but I can appreciate that. So you went on, and as you attended school, you were quite good at basketball.
Yeah, I was. I was kind of one of those, child prodigies. A lot of it was because I had two older brothers. My oldest brother, Greg, and Tom were both very good athletes. Both played college ball.
Okay.
Tom, football. My oldest brother, Greg, football and basketball at Davidson, where I ended up going. Back in the days when you can do that. They don't let you do that anymore. And I was, tall and big for my age, so... I spent my youth competing against kids older, bigger, stronger than me. And so, when you're competing against kids your own age and you're the biggest kid on the court, but still could play like a guard, I had some early success. It was good.
So you had a record that stood until one professional baller broke your record.
Yeah, I held a career scoring record at Davidson College for 30 years before some guy by the name of Steph Curry came along. I never met a shot I didn't like. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And Steph Curry, what you see is what you get with him. He's genuine. He's humble. He's just really a wonderful person. So we're really proud of him as a fellow Davidson alum.
That's very cool. Now, when did your love for the arts and when did your love for music kick in? Have you always been a musician?
Yeah, for the most part. I started learning how to play the guitar maybe when I was eighth grade, freshman in high school. And just, was sort of like a closet musician, just kind of played, didn't play out in public until going, about graduate school and then started playing out in public and listened to music all the time and just, fell in love with it. There are a lot of similarities between music and basketball. When I advocate for the arts and advocate for music and it's important as a community and educational investment, I always talk about the fact that we have this notion in our society that nothing teaches teamwork and discipline and communication skills and personal responsibility, stick-to-itiveness, than team sports. But I tell you what, I've been on a five-person basketball team, working together, striving for a common goal, which is winning games. it requires all those things. You learn all those lessons, communication, teamwork, all those things I mentioned. But I've also played in a five-person band, and you're working together to achieve a common sound, agreed-upon sound. And those very same things apply. Discipline, communication, personal responsibility, working on your game, all those things, it's identical. So there are a lot of similarities between team sports and being in a band. And that's one of the things I try to emphasize, because it does seem that when budget time comes in our schools, it's usually, sports and usually football and music that are on the chopping blocks, but invariably it's music and the arts that gets chopped. So the fact that, music really is, it's the universal language, right? So a lot of people say, should it be an extracurricular activity? Should be a co-curricular activity. I view it differently. I view it as the glue that holds the entire curriculum together. Music is math. Music is reading. Music is language. Music is logic. But most important, music teaches creativity. Every single issue we face as a culture or as a community, whether in your town, regionally, globally, whether it relates to education, the environments, global politics, in this increasingly fast-paced world in which we live in, is becoming more complex. And the only way that we're going to be able to, as a society, address these increasingly complex issues and challenges is by instilling in our populace, developing in our populace, a corresponding increase in creativity, thinking outside the box. Mm-hmm. And the most effective tool in our educational community arsenal to teach creativity and out-of-the-box thinking is music and the arts. So in a lot of ways, it's the glue that holds everything together. Both, you can make the argument, certainly in our education system.
Yeah.
But certainly in our society as well.
Well, and here locally, we're facing, and I'm sure all across the United States, we're facing the issue of budget cuts. Here, it's particular schools that have been selected. These are elementary and middle schools that have been selected for closure, and then moving the students into different schools or doing something else. And one of the schools in particular is my youngest daughter's school, which is a magnet school, and it is a school for the arts. And it focuses on the arts particularly. And there's a STEM school as well that has been an issue. So far, both schools have remained open, but those were immediately from some outsider perspective who came in and did a study and a survey and did this and did that. They determined that these two particular schools were the ones that should be closed. The really upsetting thing about it is those really were the only two like that in our community for the age of children that they served. And so far, to the credit of folks on the school board and folks that have stood up and have advocated for the arts, so far those schools are open.
Yeah.
But it.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is that when you talk to companies, employers, CEOs, right?
Yeah.
They look for two characteristics in people that they're looking to bring into their company. They look for creativity, the ability, you know, to think outside the box, think at another level. And they also look for the characteristic of being able to work with others, you know, teamwork. I call it band work.
Yeah.
So those are the two things that they can teach you all the other stuff, the technical stuff about whatever job or whatever company. But employers are looking for those two characteristics, and music and the arts teaches those in spades. The other thing is, because music is the universal language, and it allows you, like for our organization, Music for Everyone, which I founded 18 years ago, you know, instruments and music are simply a tool, right? They're simply a tool to leverage to get positive community outcomes in a lot of different areas. Education, obviously. But also, you know, music and the arts are an economic driver for communities. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where I live, has absolutely transformed in the last 25 years from a tired, burned out industrial Northeast city to a thriving community, thriving economy. And it was built primarily through investment in the arts. So it's not only education, it's economic driver. It's also the future, I think, where music and the arts are going to have a tremendous impact on our culture is leveraging them to as an individual therapeutic and public health tool. The medical profession is now just getting their hands around the notion that music is a healing tool. Everything from depression, PTSD, Alzheimer's, it goes on and on and on and on. And, you know, rather than give people another pill, maybe we get them to sing in a chorus, or maybe we provide them an instrument. But the area of leveraging music's power and potential as an individual therapeutic and public health tool is the future. It's going to continue to grow. And there are other outcomes, too. We're talking about outcomes. You know, music, again, the instruments, they're just a tool to achieve societal community outcomes. Another area is social justice. Music has been at the center of every human rights and social justice movement in the history of mankind. Artists, their job is to bear witness to what's going on in the world around them. So, and when you, because investing in those, for example, it's all really about community building. A better educated and more creative populace equals a stronger community. A healthier populace equals a stronger community. A stronger economy equals a stronger community. A more just society equals a stronger community. And so the other thing is investing in music creates a more engaged populace. People are more engaged in the arts. They're more engaged in their community. And a more engaged community or populace equals a stronger community. So at its core, investing in music and the arts is really about building community. And that's something that we in the arts community have to become more effective at articulating and making that case.
Absolutely. Well, and we've seen a huge transformation in Lynchburg, very comparatively to Lancaster, in Lynchburg with the renewal of the Academy Center of the Arts, the complete restoration of this beautiful old 1920s historic theater, turning it into just an incredible entertainment campus, other local theaters coming to downtown Lynchburg, like Commerce Street Theater continuing, Wolfbane Productions opening up a theater right a block away from the Academy, and just the music venues that have cropped up throughout our town. We are really seeing that as just an economic boom for our region, and kudos to folks that have spearheaded those efforts, like yourself, in your community. Now you're going to be in town Friday night. You're going to be at Riverview's Art Space, and then Saturday as Willie Marbles, you're going to be performing at Commerce Street Theater. Here we're actually in the building where Commerce Street Theater is. Tell us about Friday night, what we can expect, and then the performances Saturday.
Yeah. Well, Friday night will be, you know, mostly what we've been talking about so far. It's the importance and value of investment in the arts. And I speak a lot about advocacy, how we've got to become more effective at telling our story to the public. Just one example would be, you know, the language we use in the arts community about, you know, trying to convince people to invest in the arts. You know, it's not, you know, you're not investing in instruments per se. You're investing in those outcomes that I mentioned. You know, the economic drivers that you mentioned in Lynchburg, that's going on in Lynchburg. And it's really a lot. I talk a lot about what we've done in Lancaster and what we've done through Music for Everyone. I just published a few, probably about 6, 7, 8 months ago, a book titled Lights on Lancaster. And in that book, I asked 34 creatives, artists and musicians and painters and hip hop artists and sculptors and, I mean, just architects, anyone and everyone who has used their art form and the creativity that art form inspires to change the world, you know, and if not change the world, you don't have to go all Mother Teresa on us, but if not change the world, maybe change your community or your neighborhood or your block even.
Yeah.
And so that's the power of music as a transformative community and societal tool. And it also, and I'm sure this is no different than in Lynchburg. You know, I asked 34 different creatives to contribute an essay and put it all together and talked about, you know, the importance of community investment and how those artists have impacted and changed and transformed our community. It's no different than in Lynchburg. You have so many creative people out there. And when you think of creativity, that they're contributing to the advancement and bringing your community together in Lynchburg. But if you really think about it, when you think about creativity and the importance of creativity and investing in the arts and music, because they're the most effective at you know, spurring and developing creativity, think of virtually every single advancement or invention in the history of mankind, back to the Stone Age when somebody figured out, hey, you know, maybe a round wheel sort of, you know, might be better to use to help transport heavy objects, or, you know, to any invention, whether through aviation or medicine or, you know, science. It all starts with an individual with some spark of creativity, thinking at another level that eventually leads to another way of looking at things. And which eventually leads to coming up with some discovery or invention that moves society and mankind forward. So it literally is the fuel of our societal advancement for the history of mankind. That is why it is so critical that we invest in music and the arts. So I talk about that a lot. I'll talk about that on Friday. On Saturday, I call it the One Marble Show, and it's just a solo show, and it's kind of a mix between some music, a lot of blues. It's blues featured, mostly Delta blues.
That's awesome.
And you know, it'll be, you know, some songs, obviously, but there will also be a lot of storytelling and blues lore and history, funny stories. you know, about the blues and the various people who have played the blues through the years. And then there's also going to be really fun. It's going to be a lot of it. Some of it's participatory. In other words, everyone in the audience is going to get involved and they're going to play. We're going to play music together. So it'll be a fun two nights.
That'll be fantastic, and you can learn more and get your tickets and reserve your seat rather at Commerce Street Theater. If you visit commercestreettheater.org, they've got all the information. And don't be confused; it's Willie Marbles, John's stage name, performing the blues.
Yeah. I figure, you know, why have one stage name or why one name or identity when you're going to have two? You know,
yeah, and or three.
You never know when it's going to come in handy. I mean, you know, if you're trying to stay one step ahead of the law. Yeah.
Well, we've been talking with Dr. John Gerty. And if you know Tom Gerty around town, this is his brother. And we won't hold it against either of them. I don't know. But John, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to having everybody come out to Riverviews on Friday night. You can learn more if you visit Riverview's website and social media as well. And we'll link that up on this broadcast on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. John, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. I'm eating chicken and a biscuit. But not just chicken and a biscuit. Also adding, here, squeeze cheese to it. Look, yeah. Here, wait, pull this up for the camera, here, easy cheese. Oh. Today's bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. So Sean Puppy Combs has a lot of charges stacked up against him. Weapons, racketeering, wild parties that he called freak-offs.
Aw, freak-off! Now what did Diddy do? Freak-off! Puff Daddy is in the news. Freak-off! 1,000 bottles of lube. Freak off! Baby oil to get in the groove. All that action got Diddy down. Now he's indicted and taking a trip downtown to the courthouse. We all know what it's for. He lost control. They slammed the jailhouse door. Freak off!
I don't know. I have no idea. All right, let's do a viral video. This is what happens when another video prankster shows up at a McDonald's and sits down with employees having a meeting and pretends to be late.
Sorry, I'm late, guys. Traffic down the street.
You don't want to get throat punched right now?
throat punch.
Step up.
Wait, why?
Up. Get out of my restaurant.
You're going to throat punch me?
You're funny. Get out of my restaurant. I'm asking you nicely. Get out of my restaurant.
You didn't ask me nicely. You sounded like
I just asked you nicely. Get out of my
restaurant. You said, I'm going to throat punch, though. Get your hands off me.
I'm going over the line.
Wait, well, I'm going over the line? He put his hands on me. What are you so mad about? I get it. It's a joke, but don't put your hands on me. Don't say you're going to throat punch me.
Private property. Get off my property.
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean it. Who are you calling, by the way?
All right. Let me see. What is this? The neighbor of the failed Trump assassination attempt suspect, Ryan Ralph, claims that he kept a live horse inside his home. Not Trump, Ryan Ralph. Here's Kim Mungo talking about how her former neighbor and would-be assassin of President Trump kept a horse inside the house.
Only thing I seen, they had a horse in the house. I mean, a whole live horse in the house, but... Like I said, the guns and stuff and all, I mean, but yeah, they were, kind of weird in the house where the living room is at. Put hay all in there and the big old live horse. And the horse, yeah. I told all my friends because they didn't believe me. I took a picture of the horse and now.
Delta Airlines released a memo for new hires, and it featured two pages about how all employees are required to wear underwear. Other clothes. I said they're required to wear underwear.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just got it stuffed.
Uh-huh. Let me help you with that.
Other clothing guidelines include no skirts above the knee. All clothes must fit properly. And we shouldn't be able to see the underwear that you're wearing.
Underwear would be fine if I were wearing any.
Okay. Let's see. What about that? No, we're going to save that one. Interesting. Okay. A man in California lives in an apartment, and he recently discovered that he's been being charged for a neighbor's usage for 18 years. He exposed it himself, and PG&E apologized for any inconvenience. Here is Ken Wilson explaining what was going on.
Even after I turned off my breakers, I kept going outside to check my meter to see if it was still running, and it was still running. And I couldn't believe it. When I was seeing these spikes with my breakers off, then I said, I'm not looking at my meter. This is somebody else's meter. I feel powerless right now because I can't control my own meter.
Wow. I feel you. We're going to save these for stupid criminals. Let's see. Are we going to comedian? Yep. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here is the late, great Norm MacDonald on the big difference between eating at home or eating at a restaurant.
I ate a pork chop. I don't want to brag or anything like that, but it's in my belly right now as we speak. And I realize that you eat at a restaurant different than you eat at home, you know? Like at home, you would never cook up a pork chop on your skillet, you know, and make it nice and hot on one side, then turn it over, make it hot on the other side, and then cut into it, see how it's going in the middle there. And then you go, man, I'm gonna love eating this delicious pork chop. As soon as it's hot enough to eat, I'll eat it. But while I'm waiting, I'm gonna eat a big loaf of bread. Who would do that? I have like 35 pats of butter and I'll eat that loaf of bread. And that will get my appetite sharpened up for the pork.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. Then we've got a good news story for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time now once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right, let's go to, we'll do all the Diddy stuff that we have first. We'll do celebrity stupid. All right, skip that. Here we go. All right, federal authorities are charging Sean Diddy Combs with several crimes, according to an unsealed indictment disclosed yesterday. Here is U.S. Attorney Damian Williams listing the charges.
Today I'm announcing the unsealing of a three-count indictment charging Sean Combs with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, interstate transportation for prostitution. The indictment alleges that between at least 2008 and the present, Combs abused, threatened, and coerced victims to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. As alleged in the indictment, to carry out this conduct, Sean Combs led and participated in a racketeering conspiracy that used the business empire he controlled to carry out criminal activity, including sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and the obstruction of justice.
Well, U.S. Attorney Damian Williams went into great detail while discussing the Combs' wild sex parties.
Combs allegedly planned and controlled the sex performances, which he called freak-offs. The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers, and often involved a variety of narcotics, ketamine, ecstasy, and GHB. The indictment alleges that Combs threatened and coerced victims to get them to participate in the freak-offs. They also seized evidence of the freak-offs, electronic devices that contain images and videos of the freak-offs, and they seized cases of the kinds of personal lubricant and baby oil that Combs' staff allegedly used to stock hotel rooms for the freak-offs. More than 1,000 bottles altogether.
All right, here is Damian Williams on the contrast of what's happened to Diddy since last year. And by the way, possibly the best soundbite from yesterday's press conference.
A year ago, Sean Combs stood in Times Square and was handed a key to New York City. Today, he's been indicted and will face justice in the Southern District of New York.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then there's this. A Florida man was arrested for illegally keeping alligators and several turtles on his property. Here is Robert Miller denying the allegations when being pressed by a reporter.
I love wildlife. That's why I live out here in the woods.
So you don't know how the alligators got in there?
Somebody stuck them in there.
Somebody's dug them in there. What else? Do we have another story? Oh, dang it. Here, click on that. Click, click, click. Reload. I know, we're trying to rush because we're running late because of all the technical difficulties that we've had. Okay, then there's this. Most arguments over PB&J involve how to cut the bread. Usually nobody's seriously injured, though. A 23-year-old man in Illinois named Javon Owens, or Javon Owens, was charged with first-degree attempted murder. I said first-degree attempted murder. After he stabbed another man with a butter knife during an argument over a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. A witness said Javon and the other man were arguing over peanut butter and the victim not cleaning up after themselves, leaving peanut butter and jelly on the counter. Things got violent. Javon stabbed the other guy five times. Stop it. In his hip, his lower back, his right armpit, the back of his right shoulder bone. Ow. And the right side of his collarbone. Good Lord. The witness drove the victim to the hospital. The stab wounds punctured an intestine. It sounds like he'll be okay. If convicted, Javon could face up to 30 years in prison.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Lord. There is, thankfully, good news in the world, because there is so much stupidity in the world. Here, there it is. A ninth grader in Rhode Island named Emilio Santana just got his first haircut in 6 years, and then he donated it to sick kids who need wigs. He had been growing it out since the third grade. It went to a charity called Hair We Share that makes wigs for sick kids at no charge. Here's Emilio talking about donating his locks.
I started growing out my hair in third grade. A little girl, and she was at the beach. She was going to the water, and she took her hat off, and, you know, her hair came with it, went with it. You could see that she was sad and, you know, felt embarrassment, and that, like, kind of just stuck with me. As long as I'll get to see somebody, like, smile and make their life better, you know, I wanted to do it. To the person I'm giving my hair to, you're beautiful either way, you know, with hair, with no hair, and that I really hope my hair brings you joy and puts a smile on your face.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. Here, wait, let's change that. There we go. That is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?